Hi, this is the Internet of Things show. I'm Olivier, and today we will talk about tooling, in particular VS Code, for developing for Azure IT Hub. For that, we have Shane with us. Hey, Shane, how are you?
Good. Yeah.
So, Shane, that's the first time you're on the show.
Yeah, it's
very common these days. Everyone is the first time on the show, but we're going to have you several times, I'm sure. Who are you and what are you doing at Microsoft?
Actually, I'm from the Microsoft China. Basically, my team is a Visual Studio China team focusing on the IoT developer experience.
Cool. So that includes Visual Studio and VS Code work,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, and the VSTS, actually, the entire Visual Studio family.
All the experience. That's awesome. So your team has been producing lots of great tools. Today, we're here to focus on the Azure IT Toolkit.
Yeah.
So let's start from the beginning. Where can you find that toolkit?
If you look at this page, that's the Visual Studio Code Marketplace. You can search the Azure IoT Toolkit and go to this page, click the install.
Okay.
And you can install the toolkit in our Visual Studio Code. You can find it here.
Good. And so you get all the updates and so on regularly and all the documentation as well directly from VS Code when you go to the gallery, correct?
Yes,
so
you can go through the README. You can see lots of functionalities provided by this toolkit.
And, list of functionality that is growing very fast because you guys are adding on top of, of it all the time, right?
You know, the Azure IoT Hub is growing, so the toolkit is a reflection of all these features.
Cool. So what can you do with that toolkit? Can you show us, first time experience, you get in there, you get the toolkit installed. What's next?
So you will see, here we have a new Explorer, Azure IoT Hub devices. The first thing I need to do when I log into my Azure account, I'm going to create a new IoT Hub.
Okay. It's common to lots of the extensions. It can work and depend on another one, right? So you just say that you logged into Azure. That's because there's an Azure extension that allows you to be logged in across the various extensions.
The underlying dependency actually is the Azure account, which means you can interact with your Azure account to management all your Azure resources.
Okay, cool.
So I'm going to create a new IoT Hub, and the first thing I need to select my subscription and create a new resource group, and I'm going to provide a name, probably IoT Hub, and select the location, West US.
Okay.
And I'm going to create the school is a S1 standard, and my IoT Hub name is my alias.
Okay. Good. So how long is it going to take to create that hub?
Like 2 or 3 minutes.
Okay, and that's a resource thing. So what we're going to do is we're going to fast forward to when it's done, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so now the hub is created, and it took a minute or two.
Right.
So like you promised.
Yeah, right? You're right.
Okay, so you have a hub. What do you get now in the extension and in the tooling?
So if you expand this Explorer, you will see there is no device under this IoT Hub. So next thing, I'm going to create a new device.
Okay.
So I'm saying my first device, you.
So you're doing that, doing right clicks and so on, but you can also invoke the command palette and pass commands up there, right?
You have different ways to trigger this. Use just a search, create device here. You can see IoT create a device.
Got it. So you have the preference of one or the other.
Right. Let me create my second device.
Okay.
Okay.
And it's almost instant. That's pretty cool.
Right. So next thing for me is to start monitor the device to cloud message.
Do you monitor for that very device or for all the devices on the hub?
Just for single device.
Okay.
Okay. So I'm start monitoring. So the next thing for me is to start a device. So actually, the IoT toolkit provide a similar device code snipped, which means you can create a similar device just in seconds.
Okay, show me that.
So I'm creating a hello.js file here. So if you say IoT send device to client message and press enter, you have all the codes ready.
I love that. stop coding myself. That's funny.
Okay. So you will see, like, this is actually the JavaScript sample. So it requests the Azure IoT device SDK.
Okay.
So what I'm going to do here is to install the device SDK. So I'm going to say npm install the Azure IoT device SDK.
Nice.
So another thing is, like, you can see there is a connection string, but it's a placeholder. What I'm going to do is to get the copy the device connection string and directly replace this line and save.
Nice.
Okay, everything is ready. Next thing is that click the run button here.
Okay.
And it's sending message to IoT Hub.
And then you look at your terminal.
Right, switch to the toolkit terminal. You can see I received message, hello IoT Hub.
That's awesome. That's cool. Anything about device twins?
Yes, of course. If you go to, like, this device and see the context menu, you can see you can get the device twin. And you can, you know, update the device twin, and in the context menu, update the device twin directly.
So you can actually go edit that JSON file and just update, and it's going to push the change up to the device?
Correct.
That's awesome. And knowing that VS Code actually offers all the intelligence and so on for JSON, you're in a very comfortable place.
That's true.
Okay. Any other goodies that you have in there you wanna show us? Like methods, maybe? You can invoke a method, right?
Yes. But for, you know, invoking these direct methods, you probably first need to define some direct method in your client app.
To handle that. But the bottom line is that you can invoke methods for devices that have that.
Yes, just put the method name here, and you can send to, like, the device you just chosen from the Explorer.
Awesome. Well, it's pretty complete. You create an IoT Hub, you create devices, you interact with the devices, you update the twins, you create code snippets, like it, or actually code samples in a matter of seconds. You can monitor the events that are coming into the hub. I mean, like, we're not missing anything there. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, the last thing I'm going to do is to, you know, delete this device.
Yeah. You can delete the devices as well. I like that. Cool. Okay, Shin, thanks a lot for that overview of the Azure IoT Toolkit extension for VS Code. Thank you.